This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Well, it's been waiting in the wings for almost a year, but finally an FAA advisory panel is taking a serious look at one of the most hated in-flight restrictions this week. Yes, I'm talking about this one.
And ensure your mobile phones and electronic devices are turned off.
Our frequent flyer friend from CNET, Molly Wood, has been following this story.
Finally this week, an FAA advisory panel is meeting. It's widely expected that they'll loosen the guidelines and hopefully allow people to keep their iPads on to entertain their children, keep reading their books on Kindle, you know, maybe watch videos, all those things during takeoff and landing.
Can we talk about where this rule comes from?
Well, I know that it doesn't feel like it sometimes. There is some scientific basis for the idea that a lot of electronic signals happening at the same time can interfere with flight operations. It's tricky to study how much of an impact these things can really have because, for one thing, it's really hard to do any testing on a real airplane.
I guess that might be a little problematic.
It's tricky, yeah. But some outlets like Mythbusters, for example, did an episode on this. And what they found is that on older planes with unshielded wiring and very small planes, there is a possibility that wireless communications can interfere with, especially with communication from the ground. So it comes from a legitimate place, but what happened is it started to apply to offline devices and offline usage, like listening to your music or reading a Kindle or a kid watching a video on an iPad. And people started to figure that was ridiculous. It's just that it takes the FAA a long time to get, you know, work around to change.
Right. And so this is basically an admission here that, yes, if you're just listening to music on your device, you're not going to mess with the conversation between the captain and the tower.
Yes, these small electronic signals aren't probably going to interfere because there's been all this speculation about why they kept the rule in place so that, you know, maybe
right.
It was so you would pay attention during takeoff and landing so you'd be more alert if something happened.
We can all agree with this. I don't want to listen to somebody yelling on their phone while we're taking off. I don't want that.
Right. I think that would be like an air rage moment waiting to happen.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, flight attendants and pilots report that at least a third, if not more, of people on every plane but just forget to turn off their phones.
Right.
So to, you know, to sort of allow you that God-given right to electronic entertainment before you take off seems the only fair thing to do.
Molly Wood is host of CNET's show Always On.